Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Megan, and welcome to BabeCast. This is my first episode of what I hope to be something that is inspiring to women all around town, and really just anybody in general that feels like they could listen to me for longer than 3 minutes at a time. I had this idea going for a little while. I thought it would be really cool, but I was having a really hard time thinking of a name because, you know, I'm indecisive. I can't even figure out what the heck to eat for dinner, never mind what to name something I think should be pretty cool. When I first came up with BabeCast, somebody said to me, "It's cool, but it kind of sounds like you're calling yourself a babe." So I was like, "Ew, you're totally right. I can't name it that. That's not what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like girls around town that I think are babes that I want to talk to and find out their story and how they got to where they are now." But then I thought, even if it was about me calling myself a babe, who really cares? See, the entire point of this podcast is to promote self-confidence, promote self-love. So if we all get together and realize that we can lift each other up instead of bringing each other down, that's exactly what we need, especially these days. So I really wanted to just start this podcast to highlight chicks in the town who are working their ass off to do badass things. And of course, my vocabulary will increase throughout the podcast, I hope. There's something to be said about girls encouraging girls as opposed to trying to take them down. So with that being said, I figured why not start a podcast and use this as a platform to do just that. I'm really stoked about my first guest because I've known her for a while, and she actually kind of inspired this podcast because she does something similar with photos. Photographer and friend of mine, her name is Kelly Martucci. Kelly.
Hey, what's up?
I'm so excited that you're here today.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
Kelly Martucci, my girl. I feel like I've known you for so long now.
You have.
When is the first time we met?
We went to Dose in St. Augustine.
And we got coffee.
We had wine, though. No, we had sangria.
Oh, yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Of course I didn't have coffee.
I like knew too. I was like, she's not going to want coffee. That's really why I picked that place, because it has like wine and coffee.
We're like, so can we have four sangrias and talk about how I'm going to start this blog?
Yeah.
So Kelly Martucci is a photographer, and I met her through like friends of a friend's, I feel like. I don't even remember exactly, but I started a fashion blog a little while ago. Mm-hmm. Not so much anymore, kind of fell off with it, but your pictures. Like, I saw your website for the first time, and I was like, holy hell, this is so perfect.
Thank you.
It's so unique, cool. And it's just like, it's just so awesome. I really, really love it, and I just feel like it's so different than most photographers that you see.
Thank you so much.
You're
so
blushing.
Cool. I am blushing. Oh, my gosh.
No, I really, and you're such a cool person in general, so I just wanted to, you know, get you in here for the first ever podcast that I'm doing
so
with
excited.
all the girl bosses around Jax, and you were the first person that came to mind because you also have something similar going on your website.
I do Rad Girl Wednesday, which I started last year, I think it was in March I started it. And I was actually inspired by Girl Boss, which is Sophia Amoroso, which she does like Nasty Gal. And all that. I think that's how you say your name, right? Amoroso,
yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I wanted to do the same thing to try to like inspire girls.
Yes.
And not even just girls, just like everyone in Jacksonville to be like, you can do something cool and you don't have to just work like a boring office job. Or even if you do work a boring office job, like be passionate about it and like love it, because I don't want to hear people like complain about like their life and everything, and like do something that you want
to
do.
There's always options of something to do. You know,
for
like
sure.
You have like, because you're working somewhere else right now, right? Like you work somewhere else, but this is like something that you would essentially like to have full time, is to be a full time photographer, mm-hmm. because that's your passion. Like you love to do it.
Yeah.
So how did you even start on this journey? I know you've accomplished so much, but I know you had to start from the bottom somewhere.
So like way back, I mean, we live in when we grew up, it's like you had like MySpace and Zanga.
Oh,
do you remember Zanga?
No.
Okay, maybe I'm
Am
the
I
person
old?
Who used Zanga. If anyone used Zanga, please let me know. I feel like I'm the only one who did.
What in the hell is Zanga?
Please. Someone, anyone.
Did you just make that up?
No. It was like a blog.
Kelly was the only user.
It was like pre-MySpace.
Like LiveJournal?
Kind of like
LiveJournal.
Did
you use that?
No.
Okay. You're probably, you're younger than me.
It was basically like you can like write journal entries, but then like post photos and stuff too.
Okay, cool. So you were like already posting your photos on MySpace
stuff. So basically I would say that like all of my friends, I guess it's the same now, all of my friends had like the best MySpace photos. Like, yeah? You know, that sounds really dumb, but like I would like for fun, and I still do it for fun. Like my idea of like hanging out with my friends in high school and like probably like, I would say like when I was maybe like 8th grade, 9th grade for sure. Just like when I would want to hang out with my friends, I would like want to take photos and like just like post them on MySpace.
I wish I would have known you back in the day when I had MySpace because mine are all those like awkward digital cam, like,
yeah, no, like they
downward facing,
yeah, no,
mirror post, you know?
For sure. Everyone had those, but like I would always like want to do photo shoots and they were really bad. Like if I can show you them, like
I want to see them.
I have to find them somewhere. Like, but that's like what I would do for fun. I'd be like just like take my friends, and a lot of people don't know this, but like I actually wanted to like model. Like I wanted to be a model when I
really?
Was younger. I was like really into, I've always been into like fashion.
Photography and fashion in
and
general.
Everything. Like I was like the biggest like fan of like America's Next Top Model. Like I always like lived and breathed that show.
I love
and,
that
like,
show too.
Yeah. And like I feel like that kind of
inspired you.
Yeah, inspiring me as yeah. like, a young girl to like be like really into that and like, you know, like reading magazines. But like more like not even like looking at magazines, more I think it was really like more like that show, honestly, like it's
yeah.
so dumb, but
no,
like,
no, I get it.
Yeah, and I always wanted to like model, and like that was just like what my friends did. Like when we were like younger, like we would like just like take pictures of each other, and like it's like still the same. Like I do that now,
totally.
Too. But yeah, so I always like did it for fun, and then I never thought of it like it was going to be like a career, like a job or anything. It was just something I always did for fun. And then,
right,
like,
that's the best kind of job though, is the yeah. one that you love doing.
Yeah.
Because then it doesn't really feel like a job.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was just like something I'd always like do. And I never even like had like a really good camera. Like I know like now like these kids in high school, they have these like
I know
$1 million cameras and all this like gear. And I'm just like, you need to start from like the beginning and like just like go to like.
Yeah, all these kids in high school now, they look like they're 30. They, yeah. they do their makeup flawlessly and like they totally skip over the awkward age. They have all the coolest stuff like phones and cameras.
I'm like, you're not allowed.
You have to struggle from the bottom like we did.
Seriously, yeah. So I never had, I remember like I'd always want to like spend my money on like getting a camera, but I never got like a really good camera. It would always just be like one of those like cool pics like camera, you know, like one of those just like point and shoot cameras.
Sure.
I didn't get like an actual good camera until maybe like 4 years ago or something.
Oh, really?
Like 3-4 years ago. I always just used like point and shoot cameras. And then one day I was like, I'm going to spend money.
Interesting.
On, like this. Yeah. Cause I know like I said, now like people like super young, they like, I feel like they are like, I want to be a photographer. So like, I'm just going to like buy really expensive stuff. And I'm like, you need to learn how to like
right.
shoot or like be like really into it before you like go ahead and like buy like
sure.
a bunch of expensive stuff.
Well, I think some people kind of get fall in love with the idea of being a photographer more
yeah.
than realize how much it actually takes to get the skill to, mm-hmm. to, you know, pull it off and make it look good.
Yeah.
So did you went to Flagler?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't even go to college?
I went to, like, FSCJ just, like, taking normal classes, but I didn't graduate college or
oh
anything.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't. I think people – I'm from St. Augustine, so I think people, like, think I, like, went to Flagler.
I totally
like,
thought you did.
Or, like, an art school or something, but, like, I didn't at all. Like, I'm just, like, self-taught.
So you taught – so you bought your own camera with your money that you saved up, and then you
yeah.
taught yourself how to do these pictures.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, like – one of those things where it's like you can't teach someone to be creative, you know, like
yeah.
I can't teach you like how to be a good photographer. You just like you have your own like eye, so
well,
like you like
right.
know like what looks good. You can't like teach that, but like you can teach someone like settings on a camera or like, you know, like the
right.
technical stuff. So like I've like thought about going to school a bunch of times, but like I'm not saying like don't go to school, but like I know people who have like their master's in photography or they went to school and like they don't even work, like, you know, they just like they don't even
right
book
no
anything,
I mean
or, like whatever.
I literally went to school for public relations.
Yeah,
it's I'm not doing a PR job right now
exactly.
at all. I didn't even go to school for broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what I'm doing here. No, I'm just kidding.
Here? Where am I?
No, but it's true. I mean, a lot of people in radio honestly don't even go to school, but I'm not recommending that, guys.
No,
just for the record. But I'm just saying it is true. You can go off of what your passion is and
yeah.
you're obviously working hard to
yeah.
make this your full-time thing.
Yeah. I work like I have like so many photo like gigs, I guess you can call it. Like,
so right now, like, what is your day like of shooting like? Do you are you working with?
Okay, so it's a lot. It's a lot of different stuff. So
how much time do you have?
I'm always working. I have no days off really because I work for a digital marketing company called Flashstock that's like based in Canada, and they give me jobs every week throughout the month. I guess, yeah, that makes sense. Every week throughout the month, all the time. They give me jobs all the time, and it's for, like, big-name places. Like, I shot for, like, Bud Light and Moe's and, like...
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Payway.
I saw that.
I just did, like, Payway or whatever, like, OxyClean, just, like, really random big names, and I shoot for their social media. So they give me jobs, and I do it, but I don't, like, post them on... If you go on my website or, like, my Instagram...
You don't
not
post that.
See
on.
It because yeah. that's just like that's an.
It's something that they've paid for that you're getting for them
yeah,
for their
it's just,
advertising.
It's just a normal job that I have that they.
So is this consistent?
It's consistent, yeah. Yeah. It's all the time.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's really cool because it's obviously not like fashion photography or like.
So that's not really like
interesting.
It's cool because you're still doing what you love, but it's not like you're actually shooting what you.
And it's like a challenge too because they give you like specific. You know, you're working for. I'm not just working for myself. I'm working for a huge. Company.
Right.
So they have like a.
They always make you
guideline.
Do crap you don't want to do.
Yeah.
I feel you. So how would like fun. If somebody really wants to be a photographer, like how did you even get in connection with this company?
That company just reached out to me.
So
a lot
through
of,
social media then.
Everything's from social media. It's super important and to like have a good like so I don't want to say like you need to have like a good following or like a zillion followers because I feel like those are fake people. Like you know like
yeah
I don't like if someone has like. 7 billion followers. I'm like, okay, are you actually like engaged with these followers?
Or you're Beyonce.
Like, yeah. Then you're Beyonce.
Yeah.
No, but all the jobs that I get, it's always people just reaching out to me like through email.
Especially Instagram, I think of because it's such a visual platform.
Yeah.
That you're literally the only way, you know, people are going to want to follow you is if you have like cool things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have that many followers because all I post is my schnauzer every 5 minutes. But I mean, I'm saying like your pictures are very is like so nice on the eye. Like you look at
Thank
them, you're
you.
Like,
yeah,
oh. yeah. So I feel like that's probably helps you.
Yeah. So it's mostly people reaching out. So that was how I got that. And then like throughout the years, I'll shoot like weddings, and obviously those are people who reach out to you. But I mean, mm-hmm. I have to advertise for myself every week or so. Even though I feel like this could be annoying, I post like a coupled picture, like an old wedding, and be like, you know, like. Everyone getting engaged, like
no, I don't think that's
wedding. Like you know.
I also don't think that's annoying because I mean, obviously, that's what you're doing because you want to book shoots. But at the same time, like you're posting like cool pictures. It's not like you're just posting like something random.
So that's like from that, and then I'll shoot like when I do like my fashion stuff. Right now, I'll shoot like for Free People Florida account.
See, that's so
or,
cool.
Or like Urban Outfitters, but mostly Free People, and. That's just like from connections that of like people that I know who like, work for the company and everything like in the area here. So that's like how I got connected with that.
So is that more where you'd want to be like in the, like would you want to be like in the fashion industry shooting or you know for like magazines and stuff or do you feel like you would want to go a different direction?
I don't even know. I feel like I don't even know what I want to do. I feel like I enjoy doing everything because like I shoot weddings, I shoot fashion, like I shoot. Music, like I shoot for X1029 when I do like the shows and stuff, and I love that. Like,
so you just kind of love photography in general.
Yeah, I just love doing everything. So I feel like it's kind of just like whatever like naturally happens because like I work hard at all of it,
right?
And then like I know that like it will all like work out, you
know? Yeah, definitely.
If you just keep on doing it, like something good's
about you have to be consistent.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it would be like a dream to like shoot like an actual lookbook for like Free People or Urban Outfitters or like a Muse Society or like Billabong or something like that. Like, you know, like that's like so cool. Like, I would love to do that. So I'm not like focused on like one thing. Like, I'm not gonna like, I'm gonna move to New York and or like LA and like whatever, try to make it. Like, I don't want that. I wanna just like do really well what I do here, like doing everything. And then like, I know that it's like gonna like happen, you know?
And you also have a very specific vision. Like, when you go, I remember when we used to shoot together, you would just be like, okay, I have this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you make a brick wall look cool. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it just,
like,
it's
normal.
I mean, I feel like it speaks volumes
into your
talent because
Thank
I feel
you.
Like it's like, you know, you find this spot, it's a random tree or something. And like, somebody like me, I would just be like, oh, that's a tree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, no, the lighting and the.
Lighting's super important.
Yeah. It's really cool. I don't know.
That's
so cool.
It's
a different way of thinking, too.
Yeah, I feel like I try my photography and my photos. I feel like they're not really based on like the setting or like anything. It's really just like the person. So like the background doesn't matter like too much.
Right.
But I normally, if I do a shoot, I mean, like, you know, we shot together, it'll just be like, we'll go to like one spot and like that's it. It's not like, I know a lot of times like when I'll shoot with like different models or people, like they're used to shooting with other photographers and they're kind of like, oh, like, are we going to go here and here and here? Like, are we going to change outfits a million times? I'm like, no.
You're like,
I like
don't.
To keep it, like, simple, you know? It's like, we're going to do this, like, one thing, and it's going to be really good.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it, you know?
So I don't know how people get used to it. Like, I feel like we did it for probably, like, a year, and I don't ever feel like I got comfortable having people stare at me while you're shooting me, because people are always like staring at you and like, what the hell are you doing? We got kicked out of a Christmas tree one time.
Got kicked out of places.
The guy was like,
a time or two.
The guy was like, are you gonna buy a tree or are you just gonna stand around taking pictures? We're like,
we're like trying to make it not awkward. That was funny.
We're probably just gonna take pictures, man. Leave us alone. And those are like some of my favorite pictures too.
Those are really good.
Totally worth it.
There was a time when, because I mean, like any artist, you're like trying to find yourself at some point and be like, oh, like I'm gonna try different things or like whatever. There was a time where like I wanted everything to be like a concept. And I think it was when I was like a little younger. So it would be like, oh, I wanna go to like the pool and have like all these pool toys and like water guns and like all this stuff and like make it like this cool, like very like nylon-y like type of shoe.
Sure.
Nylon-y.
I knew
Nylon, the magazine.
That actually made so much sense to me. So but, I totally get it.
Yeah. So I would always try to do something like that and like try to make, I feel like trying like too hard to like make it like this like cool concept. But then I like took back from that and like recently, and now I just really focus on like the person's like face or like their outfits are really important to
outfits,
me.
Outfits,
like always.
Depending
like,
on what it's for too.
I think to be like a good fashion photographer, like you really need to like understand like that you're shooting like
what you're shooting for,
a woman or like a man or whatever. And you're like, okay, if they're wearing this outfit, like you need to stand a certain way to like so they look good.
Right.
So like,
no, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about?
Totally. So you made me look way better in those photos than I do in real life.
Whatever. You're the biggest babe, but like, I think it's true. I think I'm, like, good at making people, like,
no,
look good.
You are.
It sounds, like, dumb. But
no,
like,
it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, like, I want to. Like, that's the whole point. I like when people, like, feel really good about themselves because everyone's like, oh, my God, you made me look, like, so cool, like, whatever. And I'm like, that's awesome.
So what about weddings? I know you've been shooting more recently.
Yeah.
Even since I met you. Do you feel like, have you had any, like, bridezillas yet or anything? Because that's what I meant. I imagine photo shoots at a wedding or, like, shooting photos at a wedding. It sounds like a nightmare.
Day for sure. I love it. Wedding days are
stressful.
They're stressful for, like, I feel like they're not really stressful for me, but, like, they're stressful for everyone else. You have to kind of just, like, know that, like, all right, I'm going to shoot this wedding. It's going to be a long day. Like, everyone's going to go crazy for a little bit. Just, like, try to, like, make them feel comfortable and, like,
you've
whatever.
Probably had some really great like clients then, because I feel like
yeah,
I always hear these like horror stories.
I haven't had any horror stories. No, I think it's been pretty like it's gone
so
really
far
well.
So good.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Like jinxing it right now.
The next wedding is gonna be like
the next wedding flames. This lady's gonna like rip your hair out.
But I've also I've like worked in retail my whole life, so I know how to work in the public. I know like that's like a similar thing.
Communication
like,
skills are key.
Like
yeah.
you have to know that going into it, like there's always going to be someone saying something or like not everyone's going to be happy with something or whatever. So you just have to, it's just like something that you need to know. And I've been like born into like that. So like I know.
You're comfortable like, now. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're shooting, when people book an appointment with you, people are schedule whatever, a time with you, people don't think about all the work that you have to do after the actual shoot.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something that you probably struggle with because it's, you know, it's not just the pictures. You have to go home and, like, edit them all. How long do you feel like that takes you?
Because
I feel like you take so many photos. Like, I can't imagine having to sort through all of them.
Well, this is my, like, way of doing it, which a lot of clients obviously, like, love because I get everything back really quickly. And I don't want people to think it's because, like, I don't take time with it or like I'm trying to rush through it, but like I need to do it. Like I like to get things done right away. So if I have a photo shoot with you like today, like I want to work on those photos like as soon as you leave.
But I feel like that's good because people are excited about that.
Yeah.
They want to
like,
see them.
I'm excited because like I'm big on like my social media and everything that like if I have a photo shoot today, like I'm just as excited as you are. Like I want to post the photos. Like I get super stoked about it. I mean, you know, you show up and I'm like, this picture rules. Like I just can't wait to post it. So I like to get things done like right away. Obviously like weddings and certain things like take a little longer, but still like if I'm doing a wedding, I want to, as soon as I get home that night, even though it's really late, I'll still go through the, like, one of the memory cards and be like, well, I want to just, like, get this one photo that, like, I remember being really
good. Yeah.
Just to, like, post the next day and to, like, send to them so they're, like, stoked about it.
Yeah. People, well, also, you don't want, like, a bunch of work to start building
up. Yeah, why would I want that? I have so many things to do. Like, I don't even have time for that. Like, you know, like,
I don't even have time for this freaking podcast, Megan.
I can't even, no.
Say there's somebody listening who really wants to be a photographer, like, they want that to be their gig. Like, do you have any advice? Starting from someone who just took pictures of their friends with a 1-2 camera.
For MySpace.
All the way to now.
Instagram. I would just say keep on doing it. If you want to do something, you have to do it. No one's going to, like, hand it to you.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I wanted to be a photographer and, you know, people around you, I'm not saying this, like, personally, but people around you could be like, oh, like, well, that's not, like, something you can do, or, like...
Everyone could be like, oh, get a realistic job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just, you have to do it, you know? Like, just take pictures of your friends every week. And I was talking earlier how people reach out to me, but, yeah, people reach out to me all the time, but, like, I also reach out to other people.
Sure.
You know, like, you have to do that, too. Like, don't be afraid to ask for help, really. Like,
right.
Like, I wanted to shoot music, and what did I do? I asked you and Cody. I was like, can I go shoot for the station? Like, it's something I wanted to do.
And then now you have experience doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's going to just be like, hey, Kelly, would you like to do this?
Exactly. Just exactly. So if you want to do something, do it, and try to be the most, like, confident in it, too, because people notice that. Like, you don't want to show up to your job and not know what you're doing, and you can kind of just, like, fake it, I guess, if you don't know.
Fake it till you make it, baby. That's my motto.
And it's true, though. So I would just say, like, don't compare yourself to other people, because there's always going to be someone who's
I think that's a big thing with girls in general, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's another reason why I really wanted to start this podcast, is I feel like people, you know, girls are always just, like, trying to be competitive instead of just trying to support each other. So I feel it's so cool to be able to realize how much talent we have in the city.
It's true.
And be able to be like, look, you guys, like, we're all in this together. We should all support each other. And that's kind of my reasoning behind doing this, is because
it's
there's
so
many awesome chicks in this town
there
who
is.
Are doing awesome things and busting their ass.
It's true. And it just, I feel like a lot of people, they compare themselves to other people, but it's like, you're doing different things. You started at different times. Like, everyone has different opportunities. So, like, take the opportunities that come to you. Like, just because someone's shooting for this one brand or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. Like, that's their
That's
thing
fine.
Right now,
yeah. You'll keep doing your thing.
Just keep on doing it, for sure.
And supporting each other. I feel like that's the most important part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
totally
think
agree.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it, you guys. We're done here.
All right. See you later.
No more advice for you. Just get off your ass. Stop listening to it.
I do get a ton of girls who always email me or send me messages, and I love helping people. Like, on Instagram, my Instagram's Kelly Martucci, and, like, my website, kellymartuccifotography.com, and people can always, like, email me or send me, like, messages, because they do, and I always respond to people. And I
especially
help
if you're
people,
starting
so.
Out on your own, you're really not sure what to do, and the only way you can kind of find
I'm
out,
like, I don't even know, but I'll, like, I'll try to help you.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't know, but you could just be like, this is what I did.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
and it's really cool. I really like it.
Yeah, that's super helpful.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of girls that I even know now who are trying to, like, start to take pictures, and whether it's for just because they really like to do it for a hobby, or whether they want it to be their career one day.
There's always questions. I have questions too. You know, you can always learn from someone, or, you know, like, I had people who I would talk to, like, when I first started out, and I would ask them, like, you know, like, oh, like, what lens should I use, or even, like, things like that.
Yeah.
And, like, now I'm like, okay, well, some of those things might not be, like, as big of a deal now, but at the time, like, that's what you're thinking of. You're like, I need to get, like, the best lens, and I need to know, like, the right thing to charge people, like, whatever. But, like, yeah, you can always ask for help. People are flattered by it, honestly. Like, I am. Like, when people ask me for help, I'm like, that's so cool that this girl,
I know,
like,
I would be like that too.
Like,
yeah.
She thinks I'm, like, good enough that she wants me to help her. Like, I love that.
Kelly Martucci, KellyMartucci. That's your handle for Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And then your website also,
it's
right?
KellyMartucciPhotography.com.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
But it's also on Instagram and everything.
Okay, cool. And then people can just – so start blowing Kelly up. No, you're going to be like, I regret ever saying that. People are not leaving me alone. What about, like, on a personal level, like, your music, you like really cool music, like, what do you do, like, what do you like to do? If you ever have free time, what do you do?
I love music. Me and my boyfriend go to a lot of shows, and
this is a new boyfriend too.
We got
in a relationship on Facebook. We literally went to have a drink that one night, and you're like, I started talking to this guy. I think I might have a boyfriend. And I was like, wait, what? That escalated quickly.
But he is a musician too, so like we like connect on that level. So like we like love to listen to music and go to concerts, and I love that. I honestly love to shoot. Like if I'm not working,
that's what you would want to do.
I want to do, like, if I have like a day that I don't have like a paid shoot or anything, I'm just kind of like, I like even ask like my sister-in-law and like my brother, I'm like, can I like take photos of you guys? Like, you know, like I just want to take photos all the time, honestly.
So when you go hang out, like if you go out to a bar, do you bring your camera?
No, I don't.
It's like, hey guys, it's like a paparazzi.
Yeah, no, not like that. But like
you're like, chill out, Megan. So wait, I want to ask you this because these pictures just kind of recently came out, the Beyonce. Did you see all those pregnancy photos?
I did. I went on the website and I saw them. They were really cool.
You thought they were cool?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I didn't think the ones everyone are posting with like the flowers and everything.
Okay.
I thought those weren't cool. I like, if you look on the website, there was ones that were more like, they were like the real life ones. They weren't the photo shoot ones. She had like this whole thing where it was like her whole like family and everything.
Oh, I hate this.
Like.
I hate these ones.
Yeah, no, those are dumb.
Okay, so
sorry, Beyonce. Sorry, world. Like, well, I just don't like them.
Do you like that one?
No, I don't like those.
I just feel like this looks so tacky. It looks like something you maybe would have thought to do when you were in like elementary school, and it's like, okay, let's sit in front of flowers.
No, there's ones that are like black and white, or I think she like has like water on her or something. Did you see those? Like,
oh no,
those are really cool. But I mean, for me, like I'm just like, I like things to be like simple and like. Just like a, you know, like I'm not into like the big production. Of like
people are really hating on these photos. They're thinking like.
But if you go on the website and look at the whole thing, she has like all these like.
Cute black and white pictures.
Like cute black and white pictures. Yeah. And like all those. And like those are really cute because like I like things like that.
That's
like,
another thing is Jay-Z's not in any of these photos. It's like she just is magically pregnant with no.
With the flowers around her. Yeah, no, I mean, it's not my thing at all, but.
Have you ever shot anybody ask you to do a maternity shoot?
I haven't done one, no. I'm not against doing it, but I feel like a lot of, it would have to be like the right person because a lot of people, they want to do these things that like I think are like kind of cheesy and like lame and like.
Yeah.
Whatever. So like I would do it for people for sure.
I feel like they're all standard, like you're just in like a forest.
Yeah, it's and just then weird.
Yeah. You know?
They're, like, wearing, like, a floral crown.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah, yeah.
Just, like,
always.
It's, like, really awkward. And I'm, like, I would want to do it just, like, I don't even know. I haven't really thought about it. Just, like, really simple. Like, just, like,
at the opposite
house,
of
like,
Beyonce.
Something cute. Yeah, like, nothing like that. I mean, like, I have a studio, and I would, like, do it maybe, like, in the studio or something. But, like, I would just do it, like, really, like,
what about, like, boudoir? How do you say it? Boudoirs?
Oh, yeah. I've also never done that. Also not against it. But, like, I feel like people get weird when they're trying to be sexy. And, like, that's
totally.
Just, like, really
like, I just imagine.
But, like, I know.
Make your,
because,
like, Zoolander face.
Yeah, no, because I know, because I shoot girl models, like, and I know that, like, a girl's, which is really interesting to me, a girl's, like, idea of, like, how to look in a photo to be, like, pretty is, like, it's kind of weird. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, also, like, you feel, okay, so you'll be, like, do this, but you feel, like, you feel so stupid.
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. So I'm just, but I'm like, I can't even imagine like a girl, like how she would look. But I mean, that's also not my thing. I know people do it well and it's like really cool.
See, I'm into cool. it. I'm
yeah.
just trying
See,
to figure out if it's awkward or not. Like I would do it.
I just feel like I wouldn't be awkward shooting it because I mean, like I shoot girls like in their bathing suits and stuff.
Yeah, it's the
I
same idea.
Would, yeah.
But so. Then you have to get those like butt shots and stuff, right? That sounded way worse than I meant. Let me get that good butt shot, girl. Okay, that was creepy.
All right. Anyway.
You know what I mean? You make your butt look like a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Put some body paint on. I don't know. Now I have all these ideas, Kelly. We're going to have to book something. I really feel like I could just sit here and talk to you all day,
Me
but
too.
I probably should wrap this up because, you know, it's been like 45 minutes already.
It's been 45 minutes too long.
Yeah, my name's Kelly. So people should definitely follow you. Yes. On all the social. Pimp it out.
KellyMartucciPhotography.com.
Spell it. People can't spell.
KellyMartucciPhotography photography .com. No, not at.
@.com. That is the worst website ever.
Basically, I can't spell. It's bad. Kelly Martucci. That's my handle for basically everything. You can find it easily like that.
Are you on Facebook too? Or that's your
Okay. I mean, it's my personal Facebook. Okay. But, like, so, it's okay.
Forget I said that.
K-E-L-L-Y-M-A-R-T-U-C-C-I. You can find me anywhere.
Seriously, follow her on Instagram because she has the prettiest pictures.
Thank you.
You always find the best light. It's so
important.
Annoying
it's
in
so
a good
annoying.
Way. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank
I love
you
your
so
face.
I love you.